It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD launching Operation Front Door. This is a crackdown on both illegal street vendors and illegal pedicab drivers, some of whom harass tourists. Deputy NYPD Commissioner Kaz Daughtry says they received a lot of complaints about these guys.
They're allowed to make their own price. What you don't know and a consumer doesn't know is that if me and Carlos are inside of the pedicab, they're charging us $8.99 per person. So when we get to our destination, sometimes it can cost $50, $100, $110.
Yeah, because that's $8.99 a minute. Pedicabs are supposed to be licensed with the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. Mayor Adams.
Tourism is a major economic engine. And when you look at these various pedicabs, some of the other actions that we're seeing, just takes away from the quality of life of our city.
Well, the crackdown has so far targeted Times Square and around Grand Central. More than 24 of these cabs have been confiscated. There was a fatal hit and run last night in Bay Ridge. Just before 9 o'clock, a 74-year-old man was struck and killed by a white SUV as he was crossing Ridge Boulevard near Bay Ridge Avenue. The driver took off and is yet to be caught. Hey, one way to get congestion pricing back on track? Lower the amount of the $15 toll. Sounds like a plan, right? That's apparently what Governor Hochul wants to do, and while it sounds simple, it's not. Columbia Law Professor Michael Girard tells 1010 Winds she'd have to jump through multiple hoops.
The Transit Mobility Review Board would have to come up with a new toll structure that would have to be approved by the MTA. It would then have to be approved by the State Department of Transportation. And then it would have to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration.
How fast it would take would depend on how low the toll is dropped with new environmental assessments and all that jazz. If it drops below the current assessment, which looked at a price as low as $9. Well, 1010 Winds reached out to the MTA to weigh in and was told they had no comment. A busy section of Brooklyn is about to get a major makeover.
Traffic is nonstop along Bedford Avenue with cars, trucks, and buses zipping by just past the bike lane, which is painted just a few inches away from the regular traffic lane. A construction for a new bike lane will begin, and it's expected to stretch 1.5 miles along Bedford from Dean Street all the way to Flushing Avenue. And that's not the only work beginning. Also coming soon are new pedestrian islands and loading zones. Bikers on the road say they're on board.
I live off the street, so that sounds awesome to me. I am just curious how the traffic will be.
Maybe that there's at least those plastic kind of like bumpers that they put that indicate some kind of separate line.
The work is expected to be completed by the end of this year. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
The guy who's been banned from city subways for the last 11 years for repeatedly stealing copper wiring from underground tunnels is back in the news. 62-year-old Prince Hayes was arrested again for allegedly doing the same thing outside a Scrap King in Brooklyn. He's facing a list of charges, including criminal possession of stolen property and criminal mischief. Prosecutors also say he had a straw on him that was filled with heroin. As of last night, he was still awaiting arraignment. The NYPD recently stepped up its presence on 14th Street in the East Village. Well, now Congressman Richie Torres has written a letter to the mayor asking him to do something about a stretch of the South Bronx.
The area known as the Hub is teeming with people, cars, businesses, and lately open-air drug dealing, which I saw firsthand.
We call the police every day.
They come, they kick them out. After 15, 20 minutes, they come back.
Sam Ali owns a clothing shop at Melrose Avenue and East 150th Street.
You come like around 8:39 in the morning, you see a whole bunch of them on the street, sleeping, taking drugs. It's a lot of them.
Jamie Rupernato works in a fabric store two doors down.
It's really bad, you know, and we got to deal with it.
She said when she comes to work every day, used needles litter the sidewalk. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the South Bronx.
1010 Winds reached out to City Hall and was told the administration is aware of the concerns raised by Congressman Richie Torres in his letter to the mayor and looks forward to partnering with him to ensure a safer, more livable city for all New Yorkers. A man who was assaulted on the street in the Bronx last month has now died from his injuries. It was Sunday, August 4th, when the 58-year-old was socked in the head on West Moshaloo Parkway North, causing him to fall. He was taken to St. Barnabas, where he had been for weeks until he passed away on Saturday. The case has now been ruled a homicide, with new charges expected against the suspect, 29-year-old Daquan Jackson. The identity of the victim is so far being withheld. Cops are still looking for the gunman in a fatal shooting in East Elmhurst, Queens. It was just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon at 2516 Humphreys Street. Police say this may have started with an argument between neighbors on the street. What that was about is still unclear. The victim has only been identified as a man in his 20s. New York City lawmakers taking up the issue of reparations.
Two bills are expected to pass the city council. One would study the legacy of slavery in New York City. Councilmember Crystal Hudson says there are many.
Redlining, you know, and other types of housing insecurity, mass incarceration, you know, health inequities.
Once those are identified, Councilmember Farrell Lewis's bill would figure out who should get reparations and what they should get.
If these inequalities and injustices didn't exist, why would we be talking about reparations? It's because we are still seeing some remnants of it till now.
Money, medical care, legal services, and public apologies are on the table. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds Sports. The Mets had no hits until the ninth inning Wednesday, but they and the Yankees wound up just fine.
Yeah, Susan, first hit for the Mets in Toronto was a game-tying home run from Francisco Lindor, which he knew was gone right off the bat.
And I just looked in the dugout like, come on, yes. You know, like, it's winning baseball. It's time to win a baseball game.
And they did, adding five more runs in a 6-2 win. Meantime, the Yanks wound up taking their rubber game from Kansas City 4-3. Jazz Chisholm with an RBI single, bottom of the 11th, ending what he said felt like a playoff game.
I think it was the eighth inning that I think we got a strikeout to end the inning, and the whole crowd erupted, and I just was like wide-eyed, and I was like, oh, this is sick. Like, it ain't even October yet. I can't wait.
Yankees are again a game and a half up on Baltimore, while the Mets went ahead of Atlanta by one. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Hey, we have the results in this week's round of voting in the race for honorary Dog Mayor of New York City.
I might be wacky, but I want to play.
Yeah, it was Kaido, the mini Australian Shepherd, versus Squiggles, the adoptable pit mix from Animal Care Centers in New York, who's currently being fostered through Muddy Paws Rescue. And in a major upset, Squiggles, who was actually a last-minute substitution for another dog who had to drop out, took the win. Yeah, the vote was 1,498 to 499. Coming up next Wednesday, we start the semi-final rounds with Mr. Toby the Silky Terrier versus Pepper the Mini Chocolate Dachshund. Get all the info at dogmayornyc.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.